Hello, welcome back. This is Chris Honan in Unalaska calling the Dillingham Wolverines up against the Unalaska Raiders here in the Raider Dome. Dillingham starts the ball out, and we have Brittany with the ball. She passes off to Sydney, top of Unalaska key, works it into Mower. Mower goes up. Oh, not quite. Off the backboard. Dillingham rebounds, and they get it to the top of the key for Mariah. So Mariah, once again, working back and forth, looking to see what's open, what's not. Now it's off to Sydney. Sydney's at the top of the key. She's driving in. She puts it to Evolt. Evolt backs off a little bit, gets to Mariah. And they're just trying to see if it got it to Mower, who went for the dribble, and it went off her foot. So it's out of bounds. Unalaska gets the ball back. Marina has the ball. She's moving it down the court. Oh, Mower for Dillingham pops out of Marina's hands. So it's going to be Unalaska ball. And now Marina's starting it off. Oh, it's an interception right underneath the Unalaska basket for Mariah, but she just couldn't capitalize on it. Went off the backboard, but I believe she was... she was fouled in the process. So Mariah's going to get two. It was a nice steal. She was set up, but the Unalaska defense is a little too quick. Mariah goes for the first shot. It's good. She sinks it. So the score is now 28-16 for Unalaska. Mariah sits up for her second shot. It's up, and it's good. That's two for Mariah. Unalaska moving the ball down. They're trying to defeat that full court press. A lot of quick passes back and forth. Now they're at the top of the key with Tungo. Tungo looking around. She works over to Olsen. High post and Tungo low post. She forces into Seaman, and Seaman tried to pass it back out, and Sydney intercepts it. Sydney's on the attack with Dillingham moving in Unalaska zone. Oh, Sydney drove, and then she passed off to Evolt. And then Evolt got to Mariah, took the shot, and went off the backboard. And there was a scrum there at the top of the key. Not sure who they're going to give the ball to. And I haven't seen... MacArthur's on the bench. So she's well enough to at least come out of the locker room and watch the game. I'm sure they're going to get her in there eventually. So that's good to see that she's back. And we have a timeout. Coach Clark called the timeout for Dillingham. You know what? The score is 28-16, but it feels a lot closer because we know that Dillingham could come back as quick as they want. They do have the ability and the heart. So Unalaska is definitely not going to take this lead for granted like I think they did last on Friday. But definitely, it's great to see that just both teams are really going at it. A lot of heart, a lot of fight. And it's great. And a lot of sportsmanship. So it's great to be here and see this and call this game. So we've got Dillingham starting with the ball in the Unalaska zone. Sydney gets it out to Mariah. And she's working the top of the key. Back to Sydney. Sydney's driving in. She puts it up. Oh, it's a little too hard. Off the backboard. Kind of like a real hard hook shot. Marina gets a rebound. She's working it up. She just drives right through Mariah. She forces it over to Price. Price picks it up. Oh, it just rolled around on the rim and dropped on the wrong side. It looked like she recovered her own rebound, and then she got pummeled by several Dillingham players. So it's Unalaska ball. Olsen. Top of the key, she gets it to Tungo. Tungo to Seaman. Seaman drives for the baseline. She goes down. The ball comes out, but no call. Unalaska recovers. They're working around the key. They get it to Seaman. It's the middle of the key there. She works it back up to the top of the key. And Tungo is top of the key, just looking to see what they have options in. And then she drives. She's driving to the baseline. She's stopped by Mariah. Mariah stopped her. She got a pass off to Seaman, who fell down with the ball. And there was... It looks like they're calling it on Dillingham when, forcing Seaman to the floor. So it's an unlasted ball underneath the basket. And both teams set up. Score is 28-16 for the Raiders. Rice gets it out to Kachutin. Kachutin over to Marina. Marina puts it up. Oh, it's off the backboard, off the rim. Mariah recovers, moving it down the court for Dillingham. Dillingham setting up. We got Sydney, who's on the high post right side. She works it back to Mariah. Mariah calling signals, works it over to the left. We got more on the left. She goes back to Mariah. Mariah taking her time, looking around. She puts it into Mower. Oh, Mower goes up, but just few inches short of the basket. No good. Unalaska ball. Okay, we got Kachutin taking it out for Unalaska. Quick pass to Price. Price over to Olsen. Olsen drives to the baseline. Stops. Looks. Gets it back up to the top of the key where Tungo's waiting. Tungo taking her time, letting everyone set up. She's looking. We have Kachutin driving. Oh, she gets the ball. Kachutin gets the ball knocked away. Oh, again. Twice she gets the ball knocked away by Mariah. Mariah gets all the way down to the backboard, is unable to score. And that's Mariah is tearing it up out there. Unalaska gets it. Oh, quick counterattack for Unalaska. Price drives down, passes it off to Shizikov at the low point. Shizikov is able to score on the layup. Now Dillingham comes back quickly. They did the same thing. They drive down. Sydney pretty much did that one on her own. Drove down, took a shot, got her own rebound, and then scored 2 points from underneath the basket. So good job, Sydney. Unalaska setting up in the Dillingham zone. Oh, Shizikov gets the ball underneath, puts it up. No good. Price comes down with it along with three other Dillingham players. And it looks like it's going to be Unalaska ball. We have Mower pushing. Price wasn't taking the shot, so it's just going to be thrown in from out of bounds. We've got several substitutions going on. A lot of clapping from the audience. A lot of entertainment tonight. We've got 30 seconds. Oh, correction, that's a timeout. We have 30-second timeout. So both teams gather around their coaches. And like I said, it's not as close as what I was thinking it was going to be at this fourth period. Unalaska Raiders have 30. The Wolverines have 18. Unalaska's been changed their strategy. They just threw a lot of quick counter strikes, just charging toward the basket as soon as they get the ball. And I think that's tilted the scale pretty much in this game, as they've changed their mode of attack. Okay, Unalaska takes it out underneath the Dillingham basket. We've got Tungo at top of the key. Over to Marina. Back to Tungo. Over to Yoon. Yoon back to Tungo. Clock's on their side. They've got 3:30. I think they're just going to work it around a bit, look for the good shot. Oh, and it's up. Tungo takes a three-pointer, doesn't make it. Dillingham rebounds. Got Mariah, who's having an excellent game tonight. She drives down. She gets it over to Brittany, who gets it over to MacArthur. And it looked like it was knocked out of MacArthur's hand. And so she's going to get two. So it's good to see MacArthur back in the game. So MacArthur sets up for two shots. We have 3:11 left in the game. Raiders up 30, Wolverines 18. Mariah's first shot. It's up. Oh, off the back of the rim. Oh, there's one shot. And Unalaska recovers, move it down. Oh, there's a little bit of a jump ball right there at the top of the key between Brittany and Congo, and the ball goes to Dillingham. So the clock's on the Raiders' side at this point in the game. They have quite an extensive lead. All they need to do is play a tight defense and possession. They get to Mariah. Oh, the low post. She just couldn't quite get it up. She got it up, but didn't go in. But Unalaska managed to knock it out. So Dillingham ball underneath the Unalaska basket. Oh, it's a quick pass through to Schroeder, who puts it up for two, right underneath the Unalaska basket. Good job, Schroeder. Oh, Mariah intercepts the pass, and she gets another two for Dillingham. So quick 4 points for Dillingham, and now Unalaska calls a timeout. We've got 2:30 left in the game. Raiders are up 30-22, but as we just saw, the Wolverines can really score quickly given the opportunity. So it's good to see that they're not out of it. They still believe they can win this. They're down by 8, which that is definitely a possible objective. And looks like we've got a technical foul or a correction. Let's see what we got going here. We got the Dillinghams on the court. They're ready to go, and Unalaska is still in their huddle. Now Unalaska breaks out. Okay, it's going to be Unalaska ball under their own basket. So you will be throwing it in for Unalaska. And she throws it into Marina. You have the full court press. Marina's able to get it all the way out to Yoon, who's at center court, gets it over to Tungle. Tungle gets it to Seaman at the low post. Oh, and Seaman puts it all the way back top of the key to Marina Olsen, who gets it over to Seaman. Now Unalaska appears to just be working around the key, but yeah. Brittany Dre, they got the ball to Marina, and Brittany Dre was right on Marina, just slapping at it, not giving Marina a moment's breath. And so the ball goes to Unalaska. A foul there. The Dillingham's just covering them so tight, or really forcing a lot of fouls here. So, Tungo takes it to the top of the key, off to Kachutin. Kachutin drives to the baseline, then puts it to Marina, who's breaking center. She goes up and she gets through. Nice play, quick move. So 32-22, Unalaska. Dillingham quickly takes it down the court. We got to Brittany over at the low post. Brittany goes up, no good. Schroeder gets rebound, goes up, no good. Oh, Unalaska is able to rebound that one, and now they're moving up the court. Kachutin's got the ball. She gets over to Seaman on the right. Seaman to Olsen. Now that we have a lot of standing around looking, Olsen over to Kachutin. To Tungo. To Kachutin. And looks like Kachutin's going in. She passes off to Marina. Marina to Seaman. Seaman over to Tungo. The far left corner. She gets it up to Kachutin. And then they start working. Oh! Brittany almost got the steal from Louisa Seaman, but Louisa was able to hang on to it. Tungo's got the ball now. Oh, Sydney's fighting with Tungo. Oh, Sydney grabs the ball out of Tungo's hand. And as she started driving for the basket, but the ref blew the whistle. So Unalaska retains possession. So Kachutin throws it to Marina. Marina had started driving to the basket. I guess she stepped out of bounds. Oh, White, 2-5. She must have grabbed Marina. as Marina got the pass and started driving to the basket. So Kachutin throws the ball into Seaman. Seaman starts driving, and Sydney Dre knocks it out of her hand. So we have out of bounds on the left side for Unalaska. Unalaska is taking their time now. They're in no hurry to finish this game out. We got 45 seconds. Foul again, center line. So Unalaska ball to center court. And Marina moves the ball down, gets it over to Price. Price over to center. Tumble underneath the basket. No good. And Dillingham takes it back. Oh, Dillingham puts it up right at the whistle. It looks like Sydney drew the foul and made the basket. So she's going to get a shot. So that puts us at 32. Or maybe the 32-22. And Sydney sets up. He puts it up. Oh, top of the rim. But Mariah recovers, gets rebound, unable to put it up. Dillingham ball. Oh, Marina intercepts the pass. She's going down. Oh, big hit. A little bit of shoving and pushing going on there. And looks like we're getting a technical on one of the Unalaska players, I believe. There was an intercepted pass. And as Unalaska's going down, they kind of collided in. I'm not sure which player she collided into. And then there I saw a push. But I have all the fans are standing up, so it's really hard to see that left corner of the court. That's where the action took place. But the refs are kind of trying to work it out, see what happened here. So Unalaska just called a timeout. We've got 20 seconds left. The Raiders are up 32-22. And it's hard to say what happened. I didn't see it. Coach Clark is getting some sort of confirmation from the referee of exactly what had happened, what the call is. So, well, so far, even though the score is a 10-point difference, they're still playing like it's a 1-point game. They're very engaged here, the players. The fans have the stadiums on their feet here at the Raider Dome. So it looks like the Raider fans are really looking forward to this win if the Raiders can hang on, which is likely given that they're up by 10 points. So we have the players back on the court. Looks like Coach Clark still has a couple more questions for the referee. A little bit of a discussion going on. Okay, we're trying to figure out who's going to go in, and so it looks like we have Marina Olsen for Unalaska is shooting a technical, and it's up, and it's no good. And it looks like we may have had an ejection, actually. I only see, oh no, it's another technical. Mariah takes it. Oh, and she takes it for Dillingham. So 32-23. Mariah gets a second shot. And she puts it up. Oh, just doesn't quite make it. So 32-23. We have 20 seconds left. And, yeah, it is... Dillingham is down one player. So Dillingham has it on Alaska zone. Evolt drives the basket, doesn't make it. Alaska rebounds. Tungle gets the ball. She's driving down court, long pass to Seaman. Oh, tries to put it back to Yoon. Gets bumped by a Dillingham player. And the ball goes out of bounds. I think they're going to have Unalaska retain. Oh, no, it's going to be a technical. So Luisa Seaman is going to get a shot. It's 0.7 seconds on the clock. So Luisa sets up. She gets the ball. And here we go for her shot. It's up. And it's good. So 33-23. Unalaska leads. Seaman, second shot. It's up. And it's good. Nice. Nice shooting, Luisa Seaman. Oh, and there's the buzzer. And that's the game, folks. Unalaska Raiders, 34. Dillingham Wolverines, 23. A hard-fought match. A lot of spirit, a lot of aggression.
Unalaska was able to prevail tonight. So we have both teams gathering at the center of court, shaking hands. So this is Chris Onan in Unalaska saying good night.